Once again, the Ghost Investigators Society, Brendan Cook, Barbara Macbeth, two of five members of the society. And remember, folks, they have a website if you want to hear more or you want to see more, because they actually have pictures of ghosts up there, right, folks?
Yes, pictures, videos. Well, we have all sorts of stuff.
Ghostpix.com. That's GHOSTPIX.
That's correct.
.com.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's easy. All right. Now, just before we do, Rob in Sacramento fast blasts me the following damn good question, too. He says, if it's hell they're picking up in the EVPs, then why are they getting children? Since children are ideally exempt from hell, being pure and innocent. That's a pretty good question, I think.
I don't believe that it is hell as we
think of it traditionally, you mean?
Yeah, I think the children I can't explain. That's really thrown a wrench on how I used to think what happened to little children when they passed on.
Yes, indeed. And I mean, he really does make a good point. You acknowledged a little while ago it might be hell.
I think people create their own hell.
Yes, but children?
The children I can't explain. I don't know. The only
maybe
thing
we
I can
need
think
a, maybe
of
we
is,
need another name for this place. Do you have a name for it? Is there something you call it privately?
I kind of refer to it as like now I can't think of the word, but
purgatory?
No. I just feel like it's like almost a different dimension. It's a
I think clearly it's another dimension.
A holding place, or
I mean, we've never really come up with a name for it. It's just. I mean, it's
maybe
earthbound spirits. I mean,
maybe we need a name. Maybe we need a name. All right, number 10. We're now going into a insane asylum, huh?
That's correct. Yes, and it starts out very weird with this first voice we have here. It's basically just humming. That is all you hear. There is no actual spoken word here. You just hear. There was probably about a few minutes of silence before this, and then there's a few minutes of silence after this. I just left the laptop running by itself. Nobody was in the room. I was trying to mimic how we recorded the drowning EVP, because we did that the same way. We left the laptop running, we left the room, came back, and it was there.
And it was
there. We did
there.
The same thing here, and you hear a woman humming.
And there's also sound, like motion, movement sound taking place at the same time she's humming, but there was no one in the room.
Let's check it out. Here we go. It's a woman humming, and oh yeah, I can hear movement clearly in the background, as though she's walking around a room humming.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, I hate to come back to this, but the only explanation that's even possibly available to me at this point, and I know it sounds rude, is that you guys are faking this. If you're not faking this stuff, then this is real, because, you know, I know you're careful. I know you take care with the machines you use, the electronic devices you use, all the rest of it, but this is just too damn good. So it's either faked or it's a real McCoy.
And you do have to ask that. I mean,
I am asking that.
I mean, it's, you know, as any serious skeptic, and I go into these just looking for any other explanation for what this could be. You know, we mentioned radio signals and all that.
You have the luxury of knowing you didn't fake it.
Well, yeah, that's definitely.
What do you say to somebody out there who says, okay, they're faked? I mean,
and you have to ask yourself why. I mean, what do we have to gain by that?
I do ask myself that.
I mean, with as much as we put into doing this, and you know, maintaining the website and putting these together, and you know, I mean, if you look at our website, we have I think easily 200 samples of EVP by itself. I mean, there's just no reason we would do this. We don't make money. We don't want to make money. I mean, we don't want people to send us money. We don't want to do books. We don't want to do any of that.
So, what can come of this, Brendan? Where can this go? I mean, okay, let's take the working assumption it's real. Where can this go? Can we develop a ongoing talk, a relationship with the other side? Can we begin understanding, breaking down the barriers between here and the other side? Or is it always going to be at a distance like this, you know, just getting little snatches and pieces?
You see, and that's the problem, because I mean you've got, well,
you know, it might be very different 10 years from now. As the technology develops, where a whole conversations can be taking place.
But and see, what I was about to say is I just don't know if we as human beings, where we're at right now, are able to completely understand what's going on.
You ever wonder if maybe you ought not be doing this?
No, I never thought that.
Never. Okay, next one. We're short on time. I want to get some calls.
Okay. On this next one, you're going to hear Brendan dropped his flashlight, and he says, oh, that can't be good. And a woman says, he broke my neck. And the way she says it is disturbing to me for some reason.
Here it comes.
Oh, that can't be good.
He broke my neck. He broke my neck.
Oh, God, that's clear. Too clear. I agree. It is very disturbing. The way he said it, the way she said it, clearly a woman's voice. It was almost as if somebody had been interrogating her, and she, in disgust, there was a kind of a disgust in her voice, if you listen carefully. Listen carefully. Kind of a disgust in her voice. Here you go.
Oh, that can't be good.
He broke my neck. He broke my neck. He broke my neck.
You guys get the same thing?
Yes. It sounds like she's mad about it, disgusted about it or something, but she's...
He broke my neck. God, what a line. Okay, I don't know what else to do other than to just keep going. Otherwise, I sort of dwell on the fact that it all seems so damn negative. So let's keep going. Number 12.
All right, now this was obviously also in the Exchange building. And I'm actually trying to find a place to set the microphone for the laptop. And I'm just kind of talking to myself here. You hear me say, I wonder if we can put that. And then I say, oh, no. And then you hear a man say, my chest hurts. What's interesting about this is this man sounds like the same man that you hear in the drowning clip.
Oh, you guys are centered on that drowning clip, aren't you? All right, here we go. You're listening for My Chest Hurts. Let's see.
I wonder if we can put that...
Our
chest hurts.
Wow.
Our chest hurts.
Oh, yeah. It might be the last thing a lot of people ever say. My chest hurts. Wouldn't that be right?
Yes.
Is that what you took away from it?
Well, it makes me, in this building, it really makes me wonder what had happened here. Because the lady that owns it, she is also a historian, and she has given us background on the building itself. And there has been multiple murders, suicides, all of that in this building. So it hasn't had the best history. And it really does make me wonder if maybe this guy was murdered, shot. I mean, who knows? I mean, it's just not a good place.
All right, again, how much more likely are you, give me a number, how much more likely are you in a place like an insane asylum, a jail, a Wiccan house, to get EVPs than you are in a place of positive energy?
I think much more likely. I mean, I think...
By a factor of...
Oh, I would say easily 3 to 1.
3 to 1!
There's, I mean, it's just... And, you know, I think a lot of the deal is the people that own these places, they're the ones that deal with it first, and then they call us and say, oh, well, here's what's going on. And that's these are the places that we hear about. I mean, we don't hear about, you know, churches being haunted and amusement parks. Well, we have heard about one amusement park being haunted, but...
Okay,
I
think this is my point. You know, again, it's looking at the negative, those who behaved poorly, or those who were troubled, or those who were criminals, or those who were in some way just in big personal trouble.
Exactly.
They're the ones who seem to be, excuse the term, left behind. And
They're the ones that are continuing to be tormented mentally.
Their own torment.
Yes.
Okay, number 13.
On this next one, you will hear Brendan say, we're at the exchange building, and we're looking to see if there's any evidence of a water basin or anything like that. And then a male's voice says, you hate me.
Here we go.
We're at the exchange building, and we're looking to see if there is any evidence of a water basin or anything like that.
All right, I'm not an expert at this, but there's more than you hate me there.
Yes, there is.
I can't make out what it is, but I can hear more syllables coming forth than you hate me. Even if you were to drag that out, you hate me. There was more there than that.
To me, it sounds like he does like a, hate me, you know, like a growl or a...
Let me try it from that perspective.
We're at the exchange building, and we're looking to see if there is any, whether it's a water basin or anything like that.
No. That's so slow, it sounds like it's a tape that was running at, you know, some portion of its allotted speed.
I also thought that there was a possibility that there was two voices in that.
Really? I hadn't thought about that. These are all different ways to look at these sounds. That one was not clear to me. But again, there was more to it than just, you hate me. I don't know if that's right at all, but... Hey, I understand you guys have to assign something to them when you bring them to the table for the radio program.
Mm-hmm.
So there you are. Frequently after these shows, do you get a lot of emails with people saying, no, it said,
yes.
It said so-and-so?
Yes, that is probably 70% of our email.
I betcha, because I get a lot in Fast Blast here. As we go along, people are saying, no, here's what it said, and they got something completely different out of it.
Yeah,
exactly. But and it all goes to the key thing that there is a voice there that should not have appeared.
Well, there's the big problem, all right. I must say that most of the people sending me messages, whatever they think is being said, none of them are saying that's not a human voice and that it's not saying something, because clearly it is.
Yes. Oh, yes.
All right. Number 14.
Okay, now this one... What was odd is, as I was recording with the laptop, it started stopping as I was recording. Just for no reason, it would just stop recording, and I'd have to go restart it and get it going again. And it had just done that, and I started again. You hear me say, testing 1, 2, we've got it going again. And I walk off, and as I'm walking off, you hear a kid say, I was really swimming.
Really?
And now here's the thing. We can also hear, I was really drowning.
Oh. So,
I don't know if I'm just wanting to put that together with that drowning voice or
but,
not.
But swimming doesn't sound like drowning.
No, it doesn't.
No, but just listen to it and see which one you hear.
No problem. Here we go.
All right, testing. 1, 2, we've got it going again.
Easy. I got swimming. I got swimming. I didn't hear. I mean, drowning is so specifically different, so completely different.
We've had people say that they hear drowning instead of swimming. We hear the swimming.
I hear swimming, clearly. One more time. Listen very carefully. And here's what I would recommend you do. As you listen to it this time, folks, try to actually assign drowning. That's what I did. I tried to set up, I'm going to hear drowning in my head. I didn't. I heard swimming. Here we go.
All right. Testing. 1, 2. We've got it going again.
I couldn't make drowning work.
I can't either.
Okay. So I was really swimming. And again, a child. The whole child thing is just not satisfactory in any way at all, is it?
No, it is not. And the only rational explanation that I can come up with,
yes,
is maybe they are able to put themselves back as they were when they were a child, and so the voice, however it gets implanted on a tape or a digital, whatever, recording, if they are recalling themselves as a child, the voice comes out as a child. That's the only thing that I can explain.
Otherwise,
it's a child.
Otherwise, it's a child, and it's just terribly...
lost.
But see, that goes, it's counterintuitive with regard to what else you believe about this place, wherever it is, and that is that whatever you were here, you are there. This would run in the face of that.
Yes, that's correct.
Well, I think mainly just the personality, the way they act, I think is the same as how they were when they were alive. I mean, because...
Okay, but that's not an adult suddenly becoming a child. That's not the same.
Yeah, well, and that's true. I
guess we're fighting against what we all know that people don't really want to believe, and you don't want to believe that this kind of place with bad people and a lot of children exists.
Well, no, and that's definitely true. I mean, with the amount of children's voices that we've had and that we've recorded, you don't want to believe that.
Good morning, everybody. It's really such a shame that the downloaded version, some downloaded versions of the show don't include the music, because it is so important to the content of what we do. But that's the world we live in today. All right, my guests are the GIS, and the phones are lit up like a Christmas tree. So obviously you would like to speak to them. That's coming right up. Hey, you two, a lot of people out there would say you two really are foraging in a very dangerous dimension. How would you respond to that?
Well, we've been doing this for almost 8 years now, and actually over 8 years.
And you're still there?
Yeah, we've never had anything really negative happen. I mean, the worst thing I can think of is Barbara had a bolt thrown at her, and it wasn't even hard enough to hurt her, so.
Uh-huh. All right. We've got two more we've got to do. A lot of people want to talk to you, so let's do them. Number 15.
Okay. This one, the voice is going to be the very first thing you hear. It's a male voice, and it sounds like it says, "It's so cold," and then you will hear Brendan say, I know Leanna was saying there was basins in some of the rooms, and that was the only thing she could think of that would have water.
Okay. But the voice from the other side is saying it's so cold.
Yes.
Here we go.
It's so cold. See, I know Leanna was saying that there was basins in some of the rooms, and that's the only thing she could think of that would have water.
It's so cold. It's so cold.
That's certainly inspiring. It's so cold. Why did you choose to include Brendan's words after the EVP? I'm curious.
You know, I think when you're doing this, it helps to get some kind of...
reference?
Yeah, a context of what's going on. I mean, to play the voice by itself,
yes,
it could be anything. I mean, it could really be anything. So to include it with what's actually being said at the time, it makes more sense.
Okay. All right. Number 16.
Okay, now this one, I was actually downstairs in the exchange building, and I'm asking Roger. I say, hey, Roger, can you hand me that flashlight? And then it sounds like a kid saying, you're so horrible. And then I say, thank you, because Roger just handed me the flashlight.
Ah, here we go.
Hey, Roger, can you hand me the flashlight? Thank you.
That's so horrible.
So context really is important, and in this context, he certainly was not thanking the entity for that comment. Of course, if you didn't know the context, it would sound that way, wouldn't it?
Hey, Roger, can you hand me a flashlight? Thank you.
That's so horrible.
You're so horrible. I think that was quite clear, and again, kind of on the negative side of things. So
it's definitely a little bit negative.
A little bit negative. Blood.
I do want to
cold,
mention something
horrible.
Real
yes.
Quick about this.
Yes.
You'll notice a lot of these voices come in when you know nobody's talking, or at the end or beginning of sentences, things like that.
Yes.
And that certainly does not always happen. A lot of times, and it really upsets us when it happens, we have this great voice, great loud voice, that's talking right over us. And there's just, I mean, you can't use it.
I can imagine. Yes, I can imagine there would be many instances of that.
There's too many.
There's way too many. And it really upsets us when we have this great voice, but it's just going right over us.
But I understand that it would occur if the people involved were not in a contemporary conversation with you.
And that's true, yes, definitely.
A big, big question that we've had. I mean, how often do you get these, what we call in radio, doubles?
It's hard. I would say probably 50%, but...
that really goes then to the theory that it's not a contemporary interaction, but it's just a sort of a glimpse at two worlds, and you're catching little bits of what's coming from another world, and half the time, by your own admission, it collides with something you're saying.
Exactly.
And becomes unusable.
And I think that's more into like a residual haunting kind of deal, where
Got
it's
it.
Just something being played over and over.
All right, a lot of people with questions. Wildcard Line, you're on the air with GIS. Good morning.
Art.
Yes.
Hi, this is Ann from Springfield, Missouri, KWTO. Keep watching the Ozarks.
There you go.
Great show, Art. My question to your guests is, do you ever ask these earthbound entities the date of their birth?
Oh, yes. Yes, we have.
Do you ever get an answer?
No.
We haven't yet. Especially, you know, when we're in cemeteries and things like that, we ask, when were you born? How old are you? Where are you buried? Is there anyone next to you that you know, or do you have loved ones next to you? Things like that. I mean, we try to get as personal information as possible.
Everybody knows when you're in a graveyard, you've got to get conversational with the ghosts.
Thanks, Art.
You're very welcome. Take care. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with GIS. Good morning.
Yes, hello. Am I on?
You are indeed.
Okay, my name is Randall, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yes.
When I was in government service, we used a piece of equipment for electronic surveillance, which, with a little fabrication, ended up being an ultrasonic sound detector. And I found this to be very fascinating. And when I retired, I now do pretty much the same thing as Mr. Kirk. And you get some really outstanding results.
Okay, you're saying what, sir? That you're using ultrasonics in order to help modulate whatever the sound is?
Well, it's an ultrasonic sound detector. I wasn't the one that wired the circuit board, but I used it a lot, and I still have two of them on hand, and I use them quite frequently. And I was just wondering if anyone else is using this for paranormal investigations like I do.
Brendan?
It's worth checking into.
Okay, hold on, caller. Brendan?
Yeah. We don't do it. There are groups out there that are working with things like that.
And it should be added, there are groups all over the world doing the same kind of thing you two are, right?
Exactly. Oh, there are, yeah. There's some great groups out there that do some great work, especially in Germany. You've got, the Atlantic Paranormal Society that does this sci-fi show. I mean, there's some really serious people out there.
This is a very serious subject, and the audience should understand this is a worldwide phenomenon.
It is very worldwide.
Yes, and in Germany, do the Germans receive the bulk of their EVPs in German?
They do.
Yes.
They do. And so that goes on from country to country. In other words, people seem to geographically remain
where they were when they were alive, yes.
What they're familiar with, basically.
Got it. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with the GIS. Hi.
Good morning. Good morning. Several years ago, I had talked to a late guest, Malachi Martin.
Oh, yes.
On your show.
Yes, sir.
Concerning an entity that had visited me.
Yes.
And he gave me a prayer to say. And at that time, the entity had left. But just recently, my granddaughter had seen something that really freaked me out.
And so you think it's back?
I think so.
All right. Well, the two that we have on here, Barbara and Brendan, are not exorcists. They don't, do you? You two? You don't?
No.
You don't rid a place of some kind of spirit or something?
No, we don't.
Do you recommend, I did, of course, have the incredible Father Martin, who did exorcism work. So there are people who do it, but they're few and far between. Do you ever recommend anybody to people?
Well, not so much.
If they're in associated with a certain religion, any kind of, their religion, we tell them, if it's something that bothers them, to have their priest or minister, whoever, to come and, offer a blessing.
All right. International line, you're on the air with GIS. Hello. Hello there. No, wait, I didn't push the button. Now you're on the air. Hello.
Oh, there I am. How's it
going? Yes, fine.
Greetings from Canada. This is Alan from Calgary.
Yes, sir.
Couple of quick comments, and I'll get everything out really quickly, because I know you've got, a ton of people who want to call you guys.
Fire away.
First of all, what would you recommend for the home person who wants to try and catch anything in their house? Another thing is, I believe EVP7 from the Wiccan House, it sounded like the little boy said she didn't love me. And other than that, just thanks for the great show, Art, and thanks for discovering all this neat stuff with the EVPs, Brendan and Brenda.
Yeah, you're very, very welcome. The first, or the last, rather, was somewhat subjective. What about the first?
Well, the first, just a regular tape recorder would work fine. Even a lot of people, have laptops. Just get a cheap microphone and hook it into your laptop. I mean, if you're using Windows, it has a free sound recorder built in. Mac has a free sound recorder built in.
Can I ask this? Does it have to have the mic hooked up? In other words, if you do, several hours on a hard drive with absolutely nothing, not even a mic, are you not going to get the EVPs?
There has been cases where you get the EVP. We do the mics.
How much rarer is it if you don't use a mic? Or how much more frequent is it if you do? I don't know which way to ask.
It's very rare if you don't use a mic.
Very rare without a mic.
And it leads me to believe that it is some acoustic deal. And a lot of that is because you hear echoes in certain places. If we're in a mausoleum, you can actually hear the voice echo.
I wonder if it could be that the sound that is produced is actually in the audible range, but that perhaps the entity can only get it, it's so weak that it can only get it right in front of that mic or right involved in that mic somehow or another. Does that seem reasonable?
Well, yeah, it's definitely a possibility.
Very possible.
And that's why sometimes, every now and then, you actually audibly hear these, correct?
That's correct. You don't expect to, but there are occasions that we do.
Got it. First-time caller line, you're on the air with Brennan Cook and Barbara Macbeth. Hi.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Am I on?
Yes.
I had two questions. Is it best to get these voices late at night? And what if we wanted to get a hold of one, if I went to a cemetery with a relative there, is there a way or is it possible to contact that individual person?
All right. Both really good questions. First, is it better somehow late into the night? And if so, for what reason? Or if not, why?
You can record any time of the day. It doesn't matter if it's in the day or the night. The only reason we go out at night is because there is less noise going on around you, and we want to use our infrared.
And to answer the second question, it is certainly possible to contact your relatives, friends, things like that. It happens all the time.
Maybe if Uncle Joe was kind of a rotten, disturbed guy, you're more likely to be able to get talk to him, huh?
I don't know. Maybe if he was in prison.
Sorry. I mean, it's a reasonable observation made on a lot of the recent materials.
Yeah.
It is. It is, definitely.
Wildcard Line, you're on the air with the GIS. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call, Art. My name's Skerrick in State College, PA, listening on WRSC 1390.
Yes, sir.
I have a question. Well, first of all, thanks for the dose of reality, and it's nice to hear a little negativism at nighttime, huh?
It is what it is. You know, I'm not going to sit here and wrap it in something it isn't.
The Theosophists and Gnostics say that there are, when we die, there are two parts of the spiritual being, the spirit and the soul. The soul, the spirit goes on to be reincarnated, whereas the soul is part of the mind and is shed and left behind. And have you looked into that belief system to see what that says? Because it seems to me that's what you're recording.
And we have, I mean, we have definitely heard of that. And it would go to show, I mean, as we said before, the personality survives. So the way you acted, it continues when you pass on. And that would certainly make sense with what you're saying.
Well, what they're saying, though, is that the personality is actually left behind.
Yes. That
memories and personality are sort of left behind and go into this new, well, maybe not the personality per se, but the mind, the memories are left behind.
Exactly. So, the memories are really what makes up your personality. That's
Yeah, that's a true statement, isn't it? Your memories are your personality. You
that's
are
correct.
Yes. Huh. All right. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with the GIS. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're on the air, sir.
How's you doing, Art?
I'm doing all right. What is your question?
My name is Jack, and I'm from Northeast Alabama.
Uh-huh. And your question?
And I more or less have a little story I'd like to share with your guests.
We're very short on time, so it's going to have to be a fast one.
Okay. I work as a security guard, and about 3 years ago, I was working at a state rest area in the state of Alabama, and the gentleman that was working with me that night, we had a man to walk in the front door of the rest area, and the gentleman that was working with me, being polite as we're supposed to be, just generally asked the gentleman how he was doing. If I may quote the man that made this statement, he looked at the both of us and said it was hot as hell in Utah this morning.
Okay. Well, I suppose some EVP is delivered by what appear to be I don't know, visual manifestations, and that's what you get on camera, right?
Oh, yes, definitely.
How frequently does a visual manifestation accompany an EVP?
Very rare. It's extremely rare to capture both at the same time. Not even 10%.
Is it your view it takes more energy to produce both? Is it all a matter of energy, do you think? Or?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I believe certainly it's the amount of energy that they can produce.
All right. Have you taken on-site magnetometers, that sort of thing that would show electromagnetic energy being produced?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we do take, you know, EMF detectors, thermal scanners.
Okay, what have you been able to correlate, if anything, with the EVPs?
We have been able to correlate EMF, EMF with EVP. And there, especially if you go to our website and look at the Gold Hill Hotel investigation in Virginia City, we actually kind of go into that and we give an example of, you know, getting an EMF reading with an actual, very loud, I think, EVP.
Well, as always with you two, it's a pleasure to have you on the air. It's always a little disturbing to have you on the air. And I don't see how you two sleep well at night.
I sleep real good.
Do you now? Well, the nature of what we've been hearing tonight wouldn't cause me to sleep well at all if I had to give it a whole lot of thought. So, kind of like a cop who has to forget a lot of bad things that happened to him during the day, I'm going to say goodbye to you two and try to forget some of what I've heard tonight. Listen, thank you both for being here, and we will, of course, do it again.
Okay.
Right.
Have a good night. Take care, everybody. It's been another grand weekend or weekend day for me, and I will see you next Sunday and or at smeter.net, whichever comes first. That's it for tonight. It's just an absolute blast to be here with you. And it's what I consider to be, I say it many times at the beginning of the show, a rare opportunity to share this time with you.